like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel. As the
you're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening. Good evening. And I imagine it is evening, and if it isn't, then you're listening to a refeed. And there's lots of refeeds. I've been on the air for 55 years, and this is my 56th year. And I have to share with you, those of you listening for the first time, listen in a few days, a few weeks, and please pardon my strident negativity. It's not negativity. It's not bad to tell people what's wrong. The worst thing you can do is tell everybody else, like the news, ISIS is wrong, the bad guys are wrong, and everything else is wrong. But the point is, and then you feel like, you know, that you're okay. And you're okay because you have a doctor, and you may have a psychiatrist, and you may have friends that like you as you are. And that's like thieves and robbers loving thieves and robbers. You don't make each other any better, you make each other worse. You reinforce each other's sense of worth, which is worthless, you know. So what I'm trying to do on this show is to get you to call. Because I can pontificate for a whole week, a month on end, to lecture you. And that's not good. What I want from you is to listen to me to see if you think I might be able to help you. And then you need to call a number, 800-866-8883. It's 800-866-8883, 6 to 9. Now, even though the program is 69 West Coast time, PM, and there's a refeed, but that's not important. May I suggest, if you're driving your car and you don't know where the station's coming from, then you go to my website, and then the website is a radio station, basically. It acts like a radio station because you can always listen to Roy live or listen to Roy archive all day long or something similar to archive, just refeeds. And so my program each night blazes over the universe because you can get it in England and Africa and everywhere else in the world. It's on the internet. And you can just go to me, to my... Not mine, but the foundation's. Always say mine, because the foundation is not mine, and I'm not mine either. Something owns me. Something good owns me. And if you have conflict, something bad owns you. So here we go with the kind of show that is a little bit negative and disturbing. So please forgive me, for I know what I'm doing. And forgive me for I know not what I do. I know what I'm doing. It's disturbing. Now, I want to know if it's okay for me to tell you, even though I don't know who you are. See, I'm just shouting over the radio. So I don't know who's listening. But some of you will say, oh, my God, I never heard this before. I wish I knew. Then I wouldn't have to suffer so much. That's the negative part. That's the part that... The excuses you make, for example. Do you make excuses? That's a lie. And when you don't know how to make an excuse, you run out of excuses, you get people to help you and excuse you and make you give you distraction, some kind of distraction, like drinking, drugs, alcohol, sex. Distract you and love you the way you are. Thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers. So you've got to be careful which company you keep. Because some people will love you just the way you are, and you like that. But you don't know you're a slave. You don't know what you're giving up. You think you have a nice person, but a person takes advantage of you one of these days. And do you have to learn the hard way, or can I show you how you can see the truth that makes you free? So Here's the number again. 800-866-8883. Now, if you have a problem, give me a name of it. Every problem is thousands and thousands of different diseases. More, I don't think monkeys get sick very often. Not in the wild, anyway. They get eaten if they don't take care of themselves. So they don't have to worry about doctors. They just get eaten if, and the survival of the fittest. Now, you don't want to... You are in that world right now, in the survival of the unfittest. The survival of the worst at the expense of the best. I'm Roy Masters.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. We are going to talk about right and wrong. And you can do the right thing in the wrong way. Whoops, here we go. So, if I do something good for you, let's make it simple, and then you may want to discuss this with me. So I'm going to throw out something. So I could throw out, say, what makes you feel miserable? Why have you have anxiety? See, why do you, what's life is all about? You know, why do I have people get cancer? Why people have heart attacks? If you ask the question, if you listen very carefully, you will see that everything that happens in your life happens for the good. Even the bad can become a valuable aspect of your existence. As a matter of fact, there's no claim to virtue. There is no claim to virtue without stress. There's no claim to virtue without temptation. Now, I have to play it slowly because people are listening for the first time. I've had people listening for me 55 years of a lot of people have passed away but live longer. But they didn't live longer, wronger. It sounds like a piece of music, longer, wronger. Binga banga bonga, wronger, wronger, wronger. They didn't die in a bad way. They die in a good way. It's necessary for you to become perfect. I'm taking my calls right now, coming up. 800-866-8883. So I'm going to start with little pieces like this, talking to you, little bits, and say that the most scary thing is what Jesus said. I'm a Jewish man, I believe in it, don't worry about that. See? So he says about... Become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. This subject really needs to be discussed between you and me, with you asking me questions, and see if you can defeat my answers. And we could have wonderful discussions on this program that cannot be any other program. It's all about the Russians and the everybody else, all the bad people and all the sicknesses and all the wife beating and everything. It's all news. And it doesn't help you much. It's interesting, and you know where to run when the time comes to run. And maybe you get free, you freeze and can't run because some people just, when they overreact, they can't function. They become paralyzed. And the lion eats them or whatever kind of thing. There's all kinds of strange things that happen to your mind if you do not know what becoming perfect is. Your ministers will say, you can't be perfect. We're all sinners. That isn't true. You can be perfect, and you were never born sinners. You were born into it. If you read, excuse me, I'm carried away a little bit. I'll say that again. you are born into culture, and culture is ugly. Our culture, the best of culture, is too nice. For which reason they get overrun? Everybody starts looking, you know, looking for pleasure, looking to love each other. Thieves and robbers love each other. See that? What profit is there in that? See? So to love those who love you. So you could have that kind of world where everybody's got la-la. And in your private life, you'll find people that will take advantage of your niceness and praise you for it, make you a slave. And it has a bad ending. That has a bad ending, always. Never fails, never. Never fails to end looking for love in all the wrong places. So I'm talking about love in the right places, and I come back to the point of what does it mean to become perfect? You do not become, let me just give you the answer to that question. That's the kind of question you should be asking for me. And then I'm going to take my calls right away. So hang on. I'm just going to go one more minute and finish it. So, I almost forget what I was going to say next. It's really weird because I'm looking at the calls coming in it. What I mean by becoming perfect, I just want another little quote before that. God is not mocked. It's the little things that confound the ego of the mighty. Little things done well, properly, in a proper way, not looking for something back in return, but just because it's right. And you can let it go and not expect other people to do something nice. Just say, you know, it was my pleasure to serve you. Thank you. That's it. See, but if you do something nice for other people to obligate a person to be nice to you, that's swapping spit. If it's a kiss, see, and it's dangerous. So what you think of as love is a kind of fake perfection. To love those who love you, what profit there is? There's no profit. There's only great danger if you do not know what love is. Love doesn't look for a feeling. If there's feelings there, you can not have love. If you have a feeling of happiness, something is making you happy and it isn't God. And if you're angry, then you feel like looking down your nose and you feel better relative to somebody who just made worse. That's all there is in this world. And that's why you're getting sick from it. It's everywhere. And if we do unto others what was done unto us, we just become a whole country that becomes uglier and uglier, and the people that are beautiful are infected. So tendency, you come into the world in an infected environment, especially modern America, not when I came here 66 years ago, something like that. So he said, I'm taking my calls now, but what I just want to say quickly, I love this, doing this program. I've been doing it for 55 years, and I want to go to my grave doing it, if you don't mind. And somebody will say, yeah, I'll do that for him. I know what your mentality is, you stupid idiot that said that in your head. You're one of them. Be careful. It will backfire on you. I have a program, how to overcome what is the identity, the entity in your adversary. You need to watch it on Sunday. Actually, you watch it. It's on right now, 24 hours a day. Go to my website and go look for it. It's a video, and you can see what I do. All right, now. So, one more thought, and I'm going to take my calls. Okay? So, love is just a little tiny little thing. Look, in other words, it's the small things. Little tiny steps, each done perfectly, each done what perfect, each little moment. You're not perfect all of a sudden, bang. You become perfect. It's a verb when you use the word become. It's a becoming process where you yield You don't yield to temptation and pressures to feel good or make somebody feel bad so you feel better about being, you know, above that person. Love-hate relationship. And you feel guilty and you go rescue them. I get it. That's what Obama does. Now, having said that, I'm going to take my first call. Tom, in New York. New York seems to be coming alive here. Hello, Tom. Hello. What can I do for you?
You're
the one that called yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How are you doing, old boy?
I'm doing all right. You know, it was a bit of a mix-up. I wasn't upset because of the car. I was upset because, you know, it just seems, you know, I was driving home. I hit somebody. I didn't doing drugs, drinking. I wasn't texting.
These things happen. But point is, what is it that caused you to be angry then?
I wasn't angry. I was very upset.
That's the same. Being upset is, look at the word upset means turn it around the other way. Upset means it means you're going to change something. To upset something is to spill it and so make it useless or turn it around and upside down. See, that's the word upset. Upset means anger, hostility, and growing into hate. And once you start to get angry, see, I think you said that car meant a lot to you yesterday because your friend gave it to you.
I wasn't upset about him hitting the car, me hitting him.
I know that. You're addicted to the car. You actually felt that the man who gave you the car was a friend, and it gave you a good feeling. Thank you very much. But the point is, the car represents that feeling. That's what I'm saying. You don't have a car to give you that feeling anymore. All right. So let me just stop here for a minute. I'm sorry. I opened the program with explanations, and I'm taking Tom. Let's listen. Drop your anger towards your frustration. You are that car owns you. The person that gave you that car made you thankful in an unhealthy way. So it's almost like if you buy a car and you get a brand new car and somebody and you love the car, it makes you feel better. That person who gave you the old car, it was a good one, it runs well, and you didn't have any money, and you really did appreciate it, but you were too thankful, too grateful. It made you feel better. The car represents that. It's a stuff somebody gave you and made you feel better, and you like the feeling when you drive the car. And you got to let the car go. And when you let the car, let go of all stuff that you might lose. If you have a fortune and you lose it all, be man enough to lose it all without getting upset. Yeah, you can track down the person that did it to you, yes, but no anger. It's just stuff, and you just don't want to get a feel from stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because the feeling from stuff is addiction to everything or something in particular, and you have to have more of it and more of it. And more of it. And when something takes, so you don't have a lot of stuff, but you have a little bit of stuff that addicts you to the feeling it gives you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now the thing, the car. So, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. You can't grieve over that. You see, it kept you in a good sense, in a good feeling when you drive it.
Right. But I think the whole premise of the whole why I'm upset and angry is that I just started a new job, and it was supposed to be the golden ring, and you know it ends up being not what I thought.
But you see, you could have handled that properly. That's me. You put me in your position. So I got a new job. Immediately, I go to my boss. I say, old fellow, that's the way I speak. I say, sir, whatever who it is I'm talking to, I said, I'm looking forward to my job. I really did. But my I smashed my car. So it'll be a couple of days. If you don't mind, I'll get another one and find a way to get it. And he will have respect for that. But instead, you got angry. And when you, so how do you go to your boss? How do you face this man anger with this person who's giving you an opportunity? And then you can see your anger. You're just glowing with it. Mm-hmm. All you do is turn him off. No, in this particular case, you could actually let it go and all of a sudden feel free. And you could feel so free. It's sort of like you're better off without it. And if you could feel that way, if you could get that boss to see, it's okay, it was an old car, I love it, but I have no transportation, so will you mind parting me for a couple of days? And he will say certainly. He will see your positiveness. That's what he needs to see in you, not your negativeness. So now you got upset, right, and you're going to go to him and be upset with him. It'll reek. He'll throw you out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Knock it off. It's not that important. Don't you get it? You got it made too important. You can't make anything important.
Right.
Okay.
I get it.
Nothing. Nothing must upset you. Nothing must disturb you. Look, nobody wants to lose anything, but if it comes to losing something, even a loved one, don't overdo the feelings and emotions. And if your little child gets hurt and cuts his leg open badly, don't get a feeling. Oh, mommy's here. Oh, don't get a feeling. Just quietly, without a feeling, help him. Don't emotionally infect him with your fear.
Mm-hmm.
Your fear infects other people, and other people's feelings affect you. So then you say to me, well, we all have to have feelings. Yes, if you hit me on the head, I got a feeling, but not an emotional feeling. I go, ouch. See?
Right.
I don't get angry when I hit my nail instead of the hammer hitting the real nail. I say, wow, it was silly, isn't it?
So,
but most people will say, stupid hammer.
Why does it seem that every time I start a new job or a venture, it never pans out the way that
Have a stinking attitude. Don't you get it? You've got a stinking attitude from other things. This is just one of many.
Mm-hmm.
So you're becoming more easily upset.
Mm-hmm.
The more you get upset, the more things will upset you. The more you struggle with your problem, the worse the problem becomes. What you need is a Jesus, and I will share with it with you. If you meditate, you will find that way of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes to lose a loved one. Get over it.
Right.
Okay. Nobody likes to lose money. Get over it. Nobody lose. You see, it's just, you got to get over it.
Okay.
You got to get over feelings, and feelings are twofold. One is pleasure, and one is pain, and so when pleasure doesn't do any good anymore, then some people will go to pain, because the misery of life is overshadowed. It's, in other words, the pain is better than the suffering of everything all around you. It's too much for you. So the pain, the pleasures can actually make you worse and make you more dependent on the pleasures, more dependent until you're absolute slave. And then you start getting angry with your pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
And then the anger is a sort of judgment where you look at the problem, project your problem outside. Whatever it is the whole world after a while. And you begin to hate the whole world. This is not simple psychiatry. It is simple psychiatry, but it's not what psychiatry really understands. The only cure for that is don't like things too much. Don't like people too much. Don't hate them at all. Don't say, that person is really nice to me, and you have a feeling. That person is mean to me, and he upsets me. Don't have a feeling. So you say, I'm not a feeling person. There's something wrong with a human being for not having a feeling. Feeling is what the bad guys want to get to your head. Mm-hmm. And so now you drove that car and you felt more secure. Someone loves you. It's represented by the car. Now you broke it. Mm-hmm. And now you get angry. What does anger do? It sets you up for the next misery. It's nice talking to you. That's all I can tell you. Okay, now we're going to go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please. I have to listen. I've been on the air for 55 years. And so I have two setups. One with a network and one which is separate from the network is the nonprofit organization, which is a 501c3 you can donate. Well, I have to pay for the radio stations. I have to pay. So even if I own a little part of it, I still have to pay. IRS allows you to keep 20% of a radio network. No, a little less than 19 and 99%. 19 and 99%. It's just almost 20%. But that doesn't guarantee that I can get free radio. See, I have to pay for it, and that's the problem I have. I'm not able to. I misread my daily income for a couple of years. Misread it because it's a long story. Then I think I don't have enough to run both all of a sudden. See, so it's a long story, but therefore I need your support. I normally don't ask very much during the program. It's hard for me it's awkward for me to ask you to support my work. It seems like it would be natural for you to get benefit from my program and it, knowing it's listener-sponsored, but, you know, people pass away and every now and then we get, they call it when somebody passes away. Can't remember. But every now and then, and it builds up my reserve. But times are not the same, and I made a mistake in my calculation, that's all. So I need to be able to have both. One doesn't work without the other. So I have help people, but I can only help people if I can go through the radio. I have to pay for that radio. And then I have to pay my own staff. And, well, it got complicated. So this is a rare time. I will ask you to help me increase your support, or if you haven't given anything and I've helped you and your life is better, don't hold back on me, please, because somebody supported my tax-deductible foundation, 501c3, exactly the same status as the Catholic Church. Same, exactly. So you don't have to worry about this. IRS looks into this kind of thing. So I'm just being open as to what is happening. I have to pay for the radio stations. So that's one thing, but my work is done mostly over the radio. It's sort of church outside the walls. I would tell a church inside the walls, but it's not the same as your church. I'm helping you understand not to need me, that the church is you. Know you not that you're the I think I've, if I get it right, that you are the temple of the living God and the Spirit dwells within. Where do you think I get my knowledge? Going to school? Listening to a rabbi? Listening to a preacher? No. Not even reading the Bible. I do read it once in a while, but I understand it. It's a living thing to me. So is this program. Thank you.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Yes, there's a 7-minute version of that, and you can get it by going to my website, fhu.com, and go to the 7-minute meditation, or even by phone, fhu.com/donate if you want to donate electronically. But those of you who don't have a computer, you can listen to it 1-800 on the phone, 822-6441. Advice by phone, advice line, 605-475-8159. Sorry, I blurped that a little bit. Be right there.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now I'm going to talk to Aaron, and then John, and then there's Johnny in Kentucky and Linda in California. So know that I know you're there, and I want to give so many minutes to everybody so we come straight to the point, because the solution to everything is the same. When you're upset, you have connected from a good spirit to a bad. That's what it is, and that's why people who are broken that way tempt you. Lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil, right? So temptation is another word for stress. Or another word for stress is the stressor and the stressee. All who sin, stressed, are slaves. Change the word sin to hypnosis, hypnoidal states, but no one can be freed from that. People can only go in and out of you and take what they want and leave you damaged. And then you go crazy. And psychiatry cannot help this or any of your psychological, emotional problems ever. Give me a psychiatrist who says they can do what I do. Well, we'll have a nice chat with that man when he calls. Thank you. All right, now, Aaron in Michigan. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Roy, how are you?
I'm doing good for my age.
That's good. I like your show. I've been listening to it. It's very interesting.
Thank you. It's not interesting. It's life-saving. If you understand me, it's life-saving. Huh?
No, it's very good teaching.
Yes.
And I'm at a point in my life. I'm 38. I've never been married. Don't have a family. I'm in between jobs, just trying to figure out, you know, what direction I'm going to go. And
Can I stop you there for a minute?
Sure.
The word figure. When you try to figure out your future, you're going downhill. And you're never going to find it. Never. If you consult your intellect, if your soul, if you pardon the expression, is stupid enough to inquire into your intellect is nothing more than a better monkey brain. That's all, and it dies when you die. It goes back to the earth. But there's something that doesn't go back to the earth, is intuition. And so that you see, let me just explain it quickly. You see like a monkey. You see exactly what a monkey sees when he looks at a tree. But what differs you from an animal is intuition. In intuition, another light follows the light that's coming into your eyes. Light goes through you from within and shines on everything so that you become a creative, inventive, and also protected from cruelties and pressures because you're subject and not upset. When you're not upset, and if you live a life of not being upset, and the way to live that life of not being upset is giving your soul back to your creator because you're not a sinner, you never have been, because no one's born angry, and anger is the thing that destroys you, and then anger separates you from the goodness of life and the purpose of it, and therefore, damned if it gets what it wants, because it's all about you then. It's not about who created you. Seek first the kingdom of God and all other things to be added. When you've lost that beautiful, childish, childlike intuition. Children have intuition. They can actually see the stupidity of their own parents, but they're overcome by it. So you don't sin. You can't help it. They get into you by their behaviors, which they don't see themselves doing. And they were born the same way. And then your children will pick it up and become angry, and then looking for love in all the wrong places because you're upset. You turn around back to front. You're subject to the spoken word or the emotionally spoken word, of whether it's a happy spoken word or an angry spoken word, you're subject to the sound of that like a conditioned Pavlov dog. That's what you are until you find the truth that makes you free of your culture. Do you follow what I just said?
Yeah, I can take a shot at meditating.
Yeah, if you go to if the 7-minute meditation is so simple and beautiful, if it works for you, you don't need me anymore. I want you not to need me. Because to need me makes me have power over you. And I don't want power over you. I want to give you back to yourself. I want to give you back from the world. So that you create, you can have, because you still have that innocence. You never really purposely or accidentally or anything became decided to be wrong or guilty, or you're born innocent, and the innocence is robbed from you by your predecessors, and as they were through all the generations since when paradise was lost. So all you have, the Bible says quickly, become as a little child again. You go forward and remember what you were when you were a little boy and see the world and get that fix. Yes. All right. Aaron, did you... Listen, I put so much into that just now. I hope that it was helpful.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to try the meditation.
Would you just try the meditation? Because it's more than... it's in that 7 minutes, magical things happen. Not to everybody, but to most people. Just sit quietly, and then it will catch up with you. And it will also, and as it catches up with you, you see all the little irritations. Every day you'll start to see a little irritation that normally you'd react to and get worse. But this time you'll say, oh, I see that. Why am I being angry with this? Why am I being angry with myself? I'm angry with myself because I'm angry with everybody else and I can't stop. See how that is? See? So what you need is, if I can just sort of roll it over just a second. If I ask you, do you have a will? The chances are you'll say, I do. If you ask me that same question, I say, no, I don't have a will. A will has me. If you would look at the fact that a will, something from your predecessors, from your generations, has come to the generations and entered into you because your father and mother had the same treatment, but you have the fortune of hearing me on my radio program in these last days. These are last days, and only people who are like me, and I hope you should be like me, which means I love the purpose for which I was created, and I'm here to sit here until I get as many people turned around so that the purpose of life will come through them as a story they are not writing, because my whole life, if you look at my life, I look back on it. I can't believe what a story that is. I couldn't write that story. Some of your best stories are the ones that are real, about Moses and people like that. Because it was written through them. I don't know what I'm going to say next. I don't know what I'm going to gain next. I don't know what I'm going to lose next. I don't know if I'm going to get confronted by something awful next. But one of the things I'm going to do, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to be frightened. I'm not going to be fearful. If anything, I'll make the person who tries to make me fearful of me, because he can't make me fearful of him or her. See that?
Yep.
Got it. So in other words, you have a tremendous power by just not being upset about stuff. Because people tend to home in on that and use you and make you worse and make you a slave of approval. You got all that, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that's you, isn't it? That's everybody.
Yeah,
it's just bits and pieces of it. I'm just giving you the bits and pieces of all your diseases. The further you go with emotions, the sicker you get. The sicker you get, the more medicine you take. And the more your intuitive self fails. And the more you take medicine and it messes up with your blood chemistry. And then you got your other immune system dilemmas, because emotions affect and make you weak and cause you to get ill where you wouldn't otherwise. See that?
Okay,
you got it's all wrapped up in that little piece of wording I just gave you. All wrapped up there. Go do the meditation.
Great, okay? Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'm going to go now talk to Johnny in Kentucky. Hello, yep. Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, old boy. What can I do for you?
Well, a couple of things. I talked to you last week, and I've been doing the meditation for a while. And also, I have other complications. I have psychotic, what do you call it, breaks every once in a while.
And what was that again?
I have psychotic breaks on depression.
What is it? What is a psychotic?
Well, I hallucinate audibly. My thoughts, you know, my thinking.
But what is the illusion? Is it women?
Excuse me, sir?
Is it women that you have these images of women?
No, actually, it's sort of like a demonic, the devil.
Yeah, in other words, you feel like you're possessed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right, you are.
I am?
Yes, you are. We all possess to varying degrees of discovery. I can tell you when I've discovered. Would you like a little story of mine, just a little one?
Sure, I would love to.
Okay, because I didn't know what... I have a gift. Everybody has a gift. This is particularly mine, what I'm talking to you about. Everybody has a gift in different ways. But yeah. I have a special gift in helping people to find the way. And so, but I didn't know it then. I didn't know it that it was Jesus until I was 35. I said, oh, that's who you are. See, wow. That was because I seemed to get out of everything. But the first experience, one of the first experiences I ever had that was the evil, is that it was... In the middle of the war, I'm 2 years short of becoming a veteran, and so I'm a diamond cutter apprentice. That's my business. I know how to cut diamonds. I haven't done it for many, many years, but I am a journeyman. So I get on my bicycle. My father died. I have to take care of my brother and my mother. We were quite poor, but I didn't feel poor, if you know what I mean. So I make sure that, we don't have much anyway, but we just close the door and make sure it's tight. I go downstairs, and downstairs something says to me, but you didn't lock the door. Well, that's reasonable enough. I went back up, and I did. The door was locked. I shook it, pulled it. 5 miles out of a 10-mile bicycle ride, something says, but you didn't lock the door. I said, who the hell are you? Go screw yourself. Excuse the expression. And I went on. I've been better ever since. See ya. And there's another incident that happened, but that's one of them. And I was able to beat it when it appeared again. All right, so... could you just play? I mean, I'll do 1 minute if you don't mind. Can I just spare me just a minute? I've underestimated my income, so I have two. I have a Foundation of Human Understanding as a church, 501c3, and I do my Sunday morning conversations, which is the name of that this Sunday. This Sunday is playing, last Sunday has been playing all week. And so you'll be able to see what I just said. This, how do you kill the bad spirit in your adversary? How you can kill it before it kills you, getting to you. How do you do this? Because they're everywhere. Cruelty is everywhere. And the people themselves who are possessed by it do not know that they are possessed by it. They think they struggle with the problems, that the thing itself is what's doing it. But the point is, my business, I'm almost ready to go into explaining about what possession is and exorcisms are, which you can see on my website on fhu.com, and Sunday morning conversations is right there on the right hand side. You can listen to it anytime, watch it anytime you want. It's 2 hours. Anyway, so I underestimated. So I run out of money to do the radio programs. I can barely support our church because course, we do have radio, and we have to have people sitting in, and we have to pay people for various works they do. I have 12 people that I have to pay. Then I have to pay this network for putting me on the air. So I can't do both now. That was underestimating, making mistakes. My wife was sick. I've been more than a year at home with her. So I get information on the email, and I make decisions at home and do my radio program from my house. So she gets better. She is getting better, but we're old. I want you to know, if anything happens to me, I'll still be around, because I've got 55 years of tapes. Okay. Thank you very much for supporting the program.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes. Hello, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have another hour after this where people call in. So here's the number, 800-866-8883. So if you missed the opportunity, I would like to give me something really to put my teeth into, because you see, people are calling with depression and what to do, doubts about her life. And these are all, very simple things. But it's these simple things, if they're not dealt with properly, become fully blown real illnesses and diseases that get worse and worse. And psychiatry and psychology and medicine cannot cure it. They can only make you live longer, longer. You understand that you're not being cured. Only the symptoms are removed as long as you take the medicine. Or the medicine will help you to just be more confident, and so you go on. But as long as you are upset, things will go wrong. And then things will keep going wrong. And when you try to fix it, you cannot. The more you try to fix it, in other words, it's like you're trying to save yourself. You're trying to write your own future. The future that you are losing is because you're upset. And because you're upset, you're being driven by the wrong force. The wrong take away your life force, rather than giving you life force to overcome those who would take it away. It's a war. Every day of your life, it's there. And every day of your life, you have little opportunities to say no to the pull of pressure. And calm through every event, overcome the overcomer. So if they can't upset you, you upset them because they need your soul. I don't know who they are, unconsciously or consciously. Consciously is evil. Unconsciously, but you can't tell the difference, so you have to treat them all the same way. Don't be judgmental. Don't be too gullible to praise. Don't be lifted by praise. Don't be made angry by cruelty and injustice. It's everywhere. It wants to get inside you. So you become one of them, and doing to others what was done to you without you knowing it. And if you know it, you still can't stop it. See, Johnny, did I describe you just now?
To some degree, it just seems like that, actually.
Well, what do you think depression is?
You're repressed.
You are repressed. You are repressing stuff. You get upset, and you either have to vent it, or it comes out in a disease, and that disease can't be cured, so then you become depressed, or you just depress it and stick it down there, and it slows you down, and it makes you have a smell. If I use the word smell, I don't mean it's a real smell, but people can smell you. people can see your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me in person, if you see Jesus in person, maybe I should direct you to him. You would see him distinctly, even he's dressed like everybody else. He is radiating. You can't see the radiation. Can't see it, but he's radiating energy. You can't touch him. That's where you have to be. And you get there by little tiny steps, doing the right things, not being angry, or not looking for approval and becoming a slave for approval, which is the dark side of love, looking for approval from all the wrong places. You're actually giving yourself to, you have to be a slave in order to get that approval. And you don't see it as a slave, you see it as giving. And so every way you turn, whether you're looking for love, it will deceive you. If you get angry at the love that came or the love that didn't, it will turn into guilt, and then you try to fix it yourself, but you don't know what it is that's being fixed, and the more you struggle, the worse it gets, because you're struggling with an entity inside you, and you don't know it. And it's that emotional energy that everybody glorifies. I think they had a sort of a science program where many, many years ago, I wish I could remember it, with is the Vulcan. What was the name of that? What is it?
Star Trek?
Oh, yeah. So the only person that was human was the Vulcan, because he didn't have any emotions and he could see clearly. And so in order to make that saleable, you have to have human beings having emotions, being normal, and the Vulcan having no emotion. He's more human. Everybody who is emotional isn't human. And you become less and less human the more you look for feelings. The feeling of being big, strong and being a bully, and the feelings of being loved, loving the bully and the bully loving you or not loving you and getting angry and then feeling guilty and out of that guilt try to get him to love you. And it goes round and round and round until you're dead. So the cure of the problem is to find the truth that sets you free, because you see the channel through which God moves is without feeling. So you say, well, what kind of man is Roy Masters without feeling? No, I don't need a feeling to feel alive. I'm alive. I don't need a feeling. I don't need your feelings. I don't need your sorry. And I can interact, overcome your anger, attempt to be angry with me, so you get so angry that you can't be upset. I'm upsetting you by just staying calm. I win for not losing my cool. Get it. Everybody get it, please, quickly, before it's too late. All right, be right back. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I just want to tell you that I have something I can share with you. I have something very important that can only be shared by someone who has faith. And so you can say, I have faith in Jesus. Okay. But maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just think you do. You read the Bible. Okay. Oh, I didn't realize we just have this minute, don't we? We've got to make a break to the next. So support the program with your tax-deductible donations. I gave you reasons why I need it so badly right now, thank you. It's to stay on the air. That's all. Because my ministry is no good without radio. I've got to be able to pay for it, thank you.